This is 89.1 WEMU, and as you well know, today is MLK Day. It celebrates the life and achievements of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., and that includes his well-known campaigns to end racial segregation and to create racial equity in the United States. Dr. King was assassinated in 1968, and here we are 53 years later, having many of the same conversations. Has there been progress? Sure. Not enough, and not quickly enough. I'm David Fair, and welcome to Washington All United. Each week in this segment, we explore issues of equity and opportunity in our community. Our guest today is Elise Asbury Payne. She is Washington All County's first-ever racial equity officer, and thank you for the time and spending part of your holiday with us on WEMU.
Thank you so much for having me. I love coming on the show.
Let me ask you a personal question. What does MLK Day mean to you?
For me, it's a day of quiet reflection about where we are, the life and legacy of a great man, but also the work we still have to do and how social movements for justice never rest on the back of one person, that we all have a responsibility to do and act in the collective good.
So with the message of Dr. King at the fore today, how does it play a role in how you go about your professional life as the racial equity officer?
In all aspects of my work and the work of the county, we center the principle of equity and justice, which is a tall order. But we look at, especially in the role of government, the collective good and providing good government to anyone who lives, who works, who learns, who resides in the county.
2020, I don't need to point out to you, Elise, was a year like no other. The pandemic hit and we shut down. Shortly thereafter, George Floyd was killed, dying under the knee of a Minneapolis police officer. That led to a resurgence of the Black Lives Matter movement. And throughout the year, the nation's president dog-whistled, prodded, and finally insisted on violence, driven in good measure by racism. What is your view of 2020 as you take this day to reflect?
2020 was a year that exasperated and expanded divisions that we already had present in our community and society at large. And talking about COVID in particular, and looking at social determinants of health, how racism impacts our collective health and well-being, really focusing in on these are issues that have existed long before the pandemic, for generations prior to this moment in time. And what we have a responsibility to do is to look honestly and truly at those issues, the disparities in our community, and react appropriately.
Washington All United continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're spending this portion of MLK Day talking with Elise Asbury Payne. She is Washington All County's racial equity officer. As you just noted, coronavirus has taken its toll on people the world over, but it has particularly hit hard in communities of color. Now we're into the rollout of the vaccine, and there is not only issues of access to contend with, but issues of trust. There is a deep skepticism in portions of the Black community about accepting a vaccine from a government that has at times treated them like guinea pigs. So, Elise, what is the work being done to address those fears?
First off, acknowledgement that suspicion is warranted. The lack of trust in our health systems is not based on a conspiracy theory. It's based on our history. And understanding that fundamental truth is essential to rebuilding trust within our communities. This vaccine represents our greatest hope for a return, not to what we had before, which wasn't working for many people, but movement forward in a way that will allow our communities to grow and thrive. So, it is fair for people to be concerned about the vaccine, given our history, but it is also important to understand the science behind it.
So as we talk about that public health crisis and how best to address it, of course, one of the highlights of 2020 was Washtenaw County officially declaring racism a public health crisis in and of itself. So what opportunities for progress does that create in 2021?
It's given us a moment in time to really take a look at our systems and our structures, examine the things that are not working, and build better. Our Board of Commissioners took the courageous action of declaring racism as a public health crisis. The Board of Health also made a similar declaration. And that really allows us to dedicate resources in a way that hadn't previously been available.
Will there be resources available given the economic impact of the pandemic?
How we allocate resources as a community really speaks to our values. So if we value health, we value education, we value equity, that's where we place our resources. At the end of the year, our Board of Commissioners made an allocation to our Department of Public Health for $1.5 million specifically to address COVID impacts in the community, in part in anticipation of additional supports needed for vaccine rollout. So that really does speak to our values and how we're addressing the ongoing pandemic and impacts and disparity.
Once again, our Washtenaw United conversation with the county's first racial equity officer continues. We're spending part of our MLK Day talking with Elise Asbury Payne. Elise, John F. Kennedy once said, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Real progress is going to take a partnership between government and community. As a part of the government structure, what do you ask of us in the community?
Hold us accountable. Speak to the values and the needs in your communities and hold us accountable to delivering on those promises. Government exists in service to the people. We work for the people. And that is really the fundamental approach that I take to this work.
It was 1963 on the National Mall. Dr. King delivered his I Have a Dream speech. In it, he said, I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I think we can now expand that to include all people. But now we're 58 years further down the road from that speech, or 53 and 58 years beyond the murder of Dr. King. Elise, offer me your assessment on the state of the dream in early 2021.
I think that we stand on a moment that will define the history of the United States for generations to come. How we respond to this pandemic, how we address the impacts in our economic systems, how our neighbors take care of each other really speaks to our values as a community and as a country. And we have an opportunity right now to live up to the highest standards of our characters. That's what I've seen in our frontline workers. That's what I've seen in our government officials and our community organizations responding to this consistent emergency and crisis. And I believe that that is where we are moving as a country.
What brings you the most hope and optimism for the year ahead?
I had an opportunity to speak with our youth commission late last year about the vision that they have for Washtenaw County over the next few years. And that was the most hopeful conversation that I had in all of 2020, because what they believe to be as possible really speaks to our highest values and speaks to the type of community and country that we want to have. So as corny as it may sound, the youth are really what are giving me hope right now, because they believe that anything is possible, and because they do, I do.
And we should all support those notions and those efforts, correct?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for sharing the time and the perspective today on this MLK Day.
Thank you so much.
That is Elise Asbury Payne, Washtenaw County's first ever racial equity officer. You've been listening to Washtenaw United. This regular Monday feature is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. For more information on today's topic and to access the Washtenaw United archive, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.